Hey, welcome. I'm Chris Lopez, host of the Valley Pod, where we talk to all the interesting people of the San Luis Valley. Joining us today in our studio on the south side of Alamosa is Mario Cantano, head coach for the up-and-coming Adams State women's basketball team. Coach, good to see you this morning.
Hey, appreciate y'all having me here.
You guys have been on the road first couple part of this start of this 2023-2024 year. You just got back, right?
Yeah, we got back in about 2:30 in the morning Monday, and then we're getting ready to head out again at 5 a.m. on Thursday.
And a pretty good performance for you at the D2 Tip-Off Classic there in Texas.
It was. The girls played really well. We had a big win versus West Texas, and then we took Lubbock Christian down to the wire the following day. Both those teams were both in the national tournament last year. LCU was in the Sweet 16, and they returned all five starters from that team. So it was good to see us compete at that level.
Good barometer for you early in the year.
For sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know two others that you have played this year in exhibition games. You opened up exhibition games with Colorado University, University of Colorado, and UNM. CU beats LSU last night. You've seen CU on the court up close. Give us some flavor of that game, UNM, and why you scheduled D1 opponents to open your exhibition season.
Yeah, well, Colorado's the real deal. You know, it was really good for us to get on the floor with that type of caliber of an opponent. They're just so good. They have size. They have athleticism. They can shoot the ball. Vonleh, their post, she's the real deal, man. She's definitely a lottery pick, and she showed that last night against LSU. So it was really fun. It's a good environment. It's good for our kids to see that level and to play against those kids. I mean, I think we held our own. We played them pretty good. After the first quarter, we were tied, but at the end of the day, there's just so much you can do. We confront Vonleh all we want. We can double her in the post. At the end of the day, it just doesn't matter. She's going to do what she wants.
Yeah, and then you see CU then beat LSU,
yeah.
And you were on the floor with them, and your team was on the floor with them. That has to give your team confidence. I mean, then you play good in Texas. I mean, your team right now seems to be like they should have some confidence somewhat going into the full campaign.
For sure, definitely. And, you know, us playing those Division I's back-to-back, I wanted us to kind of get a taste of our conference early. All our games are Friday, Saturday. So it was really good to get that that experience early. And then we go down, like you said, to Texas last weekend. And I think we put on a really good performance, winning the first game against WT. And then, you know, getting used to that back-to-back mentality, it's tough. And, I mean, my girls played well.
You know, last season, Coach, as you know, you were the coach of the year for the RMAC. Your team made it to the semifinal rounds of the RMAC tourney, and you had that campus on fire. You had Plocky Hall for the first time in quite a while. You had Plocky Hall jamming. You had that student section going. You had the community out there. Adams State women's basketball was on fire, is on fire as you come back for your 2023-2024 campaign. What did you learn from that season ago that you're taking forward into this year?
You know, like you mentioned real quick on Plocky Hall and that RMAC tournament game, it was nuts. It was a great atmosphere. It was great just to be in there and feel the energy. It was fun. Hopefully we can, you know, simulate that as much as possible this year just to get people out and watch us play. But, you know, I learned that my girls really bought in, and I mean, I knew how good they were, but it was good for everyone else to see that as well and to see the energy they bring and the intensity they play with, and it's the excitement and how good they really are and how fun it is to watch them.
You know, you're on the road again coming up, but then you do have your season opener November 16th, Eastern New Mexico, November 18th, Texas A&M, Kingsville. Describe the style of play for those who haven't watched Adams State women's basketball under you, and what it is you're looking for each time your team takes the floor.
You know, when you come see us, I mean, you're going to see girls play with fire, with intensity. We're going to get out. We're going to guard you. And at the end of the day, we're trying to score a lot of points. And I know that's fun basketball to watch. And as a player, it's fun to play. So we want to get out. We want to score. We want to shoot shots in transition. We want to get up. We want to press. And we want to make this a very fast and very up-tempo game.
And why do you play that style, Coach? Is that something you learned growing up playing basketball? Is it something? Why is it that you adopted that style of basketball?
Because I'm all over the place, man. I can't sit there and play half court. I'll lose my mind. So if we're not playing fast, I don't know. There's something wrong. I just can't. My attention is I'll lose my mind. So we got to go fast.
You know, you were coaching an elite boys travel club in Las Vegas prior to coming to Adams State as the assistant coach. What's the past few years been like for you as you've made that climb, that transition from the elite boys club in Las Vegas, the assistant coach here at Adams State Women's, and now head coach and with a team, honestly, that has a lot of potential?
Yeah, you know, coaching in Vegas Elite really helped me. I think the biggest thing I gained from that was networking and meeting a lot of people that I still, you know, talk to a lot today to help me out with recruiting. And just getting out and meeting people that way. But I think what really, really helped me step into this position was my time at Northern Mexico College as the assistant on the men's side for 5 years. And then I did a short stint as a head coach on the women's side there before COVID hit. And then that's what brought me to be an assistant here at Adams State. So I think I was well prepared, just the fact that I've been able to, as a player, one, to see basketball from many different levels, and now as a coach, I think I've crossed every single level except for the Division I level. But just to see how it operates at the JUCO, at the EYBL, at the NAIA, and now at D2, I think that's what really gives me an edge, and just, you know, I can kind of adapt to any situation.
You know, D2 basketball is a very good brand of basketball. But you also put your team, as we mentioned, on the court with a couple of D1 schools to start the year. What's that comparison, contrast that you see, if any, between D1, D2 programs? Because, you know, you see a lot of great basketball at both levels. How do you see those two, and how has your team benefited playing some D1 competition?
I think the biggest thing we got from that was confidence. You know, like I mentioned a little bit a while ago, how we played Colorado well. Yeah, we lost by 24. But, you know, like you just said, they just beat LSU. And for us to even compete and to be on the same floor and my girls to see, hey, I can score against them, I can guard these type of players, it builds confidence. And the very following night, we played at University of New Mexico. And we start that game, I think, 12-3, we're winning the game. And then we were tired. We stopped rebounding. We played so hard against Colorado that Saturday just to stay in that game. So we kind of lost the gas at UNM. But even with that, going into the fourth quarter at University of Mexico was a 4-point game. So I think confidence, that's the biggest thing we got.
Yeah. Hey, we're talking to Adams State head women's basketball coach Mario Cattano. We'll be right back. This is the Valley Pod.
The Adams State Grizzlies are back for another championship season of college athletics. Don't miss a game and get to know our national championship athletes by joining the Grizzly Club today. Hi, I'm Caitlin Smith, athletic director for your Adams State Grizzlies. Your support means everything to the student athletes and all of us with Adams State Athletics. When you become a Grizzly Club member, you're helping Adams State student athletes bring back more championship trophies to the San Luis Valley. Visit ASUGrizzlies.com and join today, or call 719-587-7401.
Hey, we're back. This is the Valley Pod. We're talking to Adams State women's basketball coach Mario Cattano, and he is running the hottest sports team in the Valley right now. We'll tell you, the hottest ticket in town. Coach, you know, again, give us some insights of the players. You have two seniors on that team. It looks like a pretty young team. And it's interesting, too, when you look at your roster and where those kids are coming from. New Mexico, Las Vegas, Colorado. You have a girl from Sanford on this team. Talk about the team, what you see.
Yeah, so, you know, it makes my job a lot easier that we have, you know, 8 returners from last year's team, but then we gained 1 from 2 years ago. So, really, we have 9 returners that I've coached. So, I'm spending a lot less time teaching. And more time just, you know, we're getting after it. I don't have to sit there and break everything down as much. So that really helps us. Real quick, I'll shout out to Riri Davis this past weekend at our D2 CCA all tournament team.
Nice.
She averaged 14.5 points, shooting 50% from beyond the arc. So she was 1 of 5 who made that all tournament team.
Yeah. You know, when you're looking for players and you're out there recruiting, is there an area that you're looking at that makes more sense for a program like Adams State, makes more sense for a kid to come to Alamosa? How do you see the recruiting picture at this level and what's your game plan there as you look to recruit?
Yeah, so for me personally, it's all about connections. And, you know, Alamosa is an interesting place to recruit to. You know, for me to say, hey, I'm going to go in there and get all the best Denver kids every year, I'll be lying to myself because there's so many schools in Denver that I would have to beat out. And at the end of the day, that's going to be tough. And then not only Denver schools, you got UCCS, and then you got Pueblo, that I'd have to dodge a lot of bullets to get a kid from Denver to come here. So, you know, I have really good connections in New Mexico and in Las Vegas, Nevada, for my time being there. So I kind of hit those places first. Obviously, if there's a kid in Denver I really like her in Colorado, I'm going to talk to him, but I kind of don't throw all my eggs in that basket.
That's interesting. What about the Valley kids? I know you do have a team member from Sanford High School. Obviously, you look at the local market. How do you pick that up when you're looking more broadly than stay focused on any kids that may catch your attention locally here in the Valley?
Yeah, well, so Asia Calden, you know, she's a sophomore for us from Sanford. And, I mean, if you know anything about Sanford, you know they hoop. They're all about basketball. So, you know, trying to get Asia here was a no-brainer. I wanted her here. She's a great kid. She knows how to play the game. She is young, but at the end of the day, like, she gets in there and she holds her own and she plays great basketball. And I think that's, you know, from her being from that community in Sanford, she's just grown up doing it. Like, there's no other way of life. It's basketball. If you're from Sanford, you're going to be a hooper.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that, Coach. You know, I wonder when you think about the program's longevity and you think about building a program, which you're in the middle of doing, or you're just at the starting blocks of doing, we hope. How do you see that in terms of putting those building blocks in place year after year, recruiting season after recruiting season, to where you think you have a stable, sustainable women's basketball program at Adams State?
Yeah, well, you know, it helps when we win some games. We're more attractive to people. So with that, also retention. Like I said, we have 8 returners coming back. That really helps. Out of those, we only have 2 seniors on our roster with Kayla Harris and Nay John. So at the end of the day, I don't have to really recruit too much for next year. My goal is to bring in mainly for high school freshmen so they can kind of learn from the upperclassmen. We'll have the following year to kind of, you know, show them how we do things here and kind of build that way. So that's kind of my idea going into next year's roster.
Yeah, you know, that makes a lot of sense wanting to build that way. You do have some transfers, too, and I wonder about how that transfer works at the D2 level. What are you seeing? What do you think about transfers coming in at the D2 level? They obviously can help you.
Yeah, 100%. So 3 out of our 4 new players this year are all JUCO kids. 2 of them actually being originally from the Denver area, but they went off to play junior college. The other one is from Mesa Community College in Arizona. And then we did bring in 1 high school kid from Idaho and CK. But, yeah, they definitely, the 3 transfer kids from the junior college level, they all, you know, they've played basketball before at this level. I don't want to say it's an easy transition, but it's easier for them coming in, especially when they have so many returners to kind of to learn from.
Give us your scouting report of the RMAC this year. I mean, you guys, your team, Adams State, went far into the semifinal round. You're sitting there with quite a few returning players from a year ago, so the expectations of Adams State has been elevated going into this season. But the RMAC as a whole, give us your scouting report there.
Yeah, the RMAC's a tough league. You know, there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good coaches. You know, I think from, you know, they announced the rankings a couple weeks ago, and, you know, 1-8, I mean, they can win any single night. You know, I think it's a tough league. And playing the Friday, Saturday, that's a big difference. I mean, I think we might be the only league left in the nation that does that. So you really got to be ready to go. You got to have depth in your bench, and you got to have your scout ready for, you know, by Thursday for Saturday's game as well. You got to have Friday and Saturday ready to go, so that after Friday's game, you don't have to sit there all night and try to start from square one. The team kind of has to have an idea on what to expect on Saturday as well as Friday.
Yeah. You know, we talked about Plaquey Hall and about the magic that you saw inside and created inside Plaquey Hall last year. What's your message this year to the fan base, to the student body? What are you hoping for when you take the floor on the 16th of November and you carry that home schedule forward?
Yeah, you know, like I said, if you like excitement and energy, be there. I can't take all the credit for that. The girls are just they're tough. You know, they're hard nosed and they get after it. For those that don't really watch a lot of women's basketball, you'll be surprised. So definitely come out, watch us play. I know we got the 16th and the 18th against two very, very good basketball teams. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, I like our odds, especially inside Plaggy Hall, and it'll be exciting. So definitely get out.
Yeah, no, we look forward to it. We look forward to watching you play this year. Coach, want to wish you all the luck. Adams State women's basketball, that's the hottest ticket in town right now, I'll tell you that. Hey, you've been listening to the Valley Pod in our episode with Adams State Women's Coach Mario Cantano. The Valley Pod is produced by Owen Woods and is part of the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. See you around the Valley. Thanks, Coach. Good to see you, man.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Marty Jones, host of the Outdoor Citizen podcast. Join us every other Wednesday as we talk to outdoor enthusiasts, wildlife experts, recreationists, lovers of the outdoors, and people who spend their days and their lives outside. On the Outdoor Citizen, we talk all things outside and outdoors, provide you with the latest data and measurements for water and weather, give you upcoming outdoor events, and keep you up to date on the latest news. The Outdoor Citizen is brought to you by the AlamosaCitizen.com podcast lineup. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, enjoy the out of doors.